You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new week of the Major World Order podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is...
Hustler!
And what does this?
The Big Jake Boski, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, the Major Mad Hatter, your favorites, host of the NWO3.
That's right.
Jake, don't call me collect. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
that's where we're at. I want to apologize for last week's episode and to our guest, Andrew Cardona, for being pretty much non-existent. And when I was here, the internet was horrible. But as always, you know, Husfar and Jake able to take over the reins and conduct a really fun episode, whether I was there or not. So, you know, hope you enjoy that and hope that it's less of a repeat this week.
This is going to be a good show. I can smell it already. So, Arnum and I have already decided we are going to do everything we can to make Billy laugh so he mutes himself every 6 weeks.
He's going
to,
like, mucus is going to fly out of his nose.
Dude, there's been a lot of stuff that's flown out of you during these episodes, so let's just...
Oh, my.
Like what?
No, don't get into it.
You got to go back to previous episodes.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, welcome to the show. If you're not already, please check us out on X, Instagram, Facebook, all at Major World Order, youtube.com/Major World Order, and patreon.com/Major World Order, where little birdie tells me that there might be some new gifties along the way for the How Big Is It tier, folks.
Ooh. You know what?
What?
That is absolutely true, because I actually saw it today.
You did?
I did. I saw the new gift skis for the Patreon members. And
what are they?
I'm not going to tell. They're going to be surprised as soon as... Yeah, it's a surprise. Every year, we're going to do a new gift. We've made that decision. And this year's gift is coming soon. I would have sent them out already, but personal life has kind of taken over a little bit. So I got to wait till another week or two. And those will be on their way out. So stay tuned, folks.
Woo! Yeah, that's how, again, that's just for the How Big Is It tier people. So
there's still some time to sign up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, welcome to the show. We have a fun guest who has become a pretty nice supporter of ours over the last number of months. And, you know, we finally got a meet in Florida during Live 18. And
So you've previously met. Oh, wait. This was 18.
Just a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Sure. Sorry.
So, let's go ahead and let's bring our guest on. It is Joe Sullivan.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo.
Yeah. Now, Joe has a little bit of a history with us already in a short amount of time. And so Husfar hasn't gotten it yet, but he sent us some little gifts, some fun gifts to commemorate his history with us, so to speak. So without saying anything else, Jake, you haven't opened yours. You go ahead.
Can I ask a question before you open? Did we all get the same thing?
It's a variant of the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once...
I got the best one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize for the handwriting, but it's great.
Oh, dude, your handwriting is great. It looks like
can't be any worse than mine.
Oh, that handwriting is great. The inside note, I should have been a doctor, man. I swear.
Oh, you sent me a note.
Yeah. Cool. So, Husvar, once Jake reads his and
watch, I'll get it tomorrow,
and I do mine, you'll understand.
I can't get into it.
Go open it.
All my knives are packed away because I'm moving.
Use your fingers.
Hold on, I think I got it. There we go. I want to be careful because I don't know what's in here. I don't want to rip it.
This is true.
You know, might be a something.
Priceless artifact. It's a priceless artifact.
Is it giant Gonzalez autograph or something? You know,
is it a glitter bomb?
Somebody sent me that the other day. That I think it was Sally sent.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like $1,000.
They have like
but it was El Gigante though.
Yeah,
it was
all right. So,
ASA.
All right, let me read this and then I'll look at this. Rocky IV is an Xmas movie. You get Drago working out to the Major Fitness Challenge. Enjoy. Oh, no. I have to keep this.
I know. That's right.
Okay, that's exactly what I said.
Oh, that's sick.
That's dope. This Rocky IV call.
Oh, I can't wait for mine now. I'm excited.
And my letter says, I'm glad that you did yours first, Jake.
Yeah.
Thanks for defending Rocky IV. Enjoy the laugh, and I really hope this leads to a new collection for Jake.
Fucker.
Hey, man.
Damn it.
We're just going to keep mailing you thanks to you have to start another collection.
That's what I try to do, but I get called a villain. So do you want to live your
Well, you're lucky I gave you my address because I normally don't give my address out. But
he only did that because he's going to be moving.
Right.
But yeah, it says Rocky.
No, that's awesome, dude. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Has Rocky on top of a snowy Russian mountain saying, feeling strong now.
Now I want an Ivan Drago like collection.
The card says
the figures are
his every muscle tuned, his mind alert to the challenge ahead. Rocky is ready to tackle Drago, but is determination. Oh, that's a typo. But is determination enough?
Is determination enough?
No, but you're right. It's a question. Is
he determined enough?
Is determination enough to defeat the super powerful Russian on Christmas Day?
Yes. And I love those kind of cards.
I threw in the Christmas Day at the end. It's not actually there.
I love those kind of they had ones that you'd put together and they make like a scene from the movie. Like I remember the Last Action Hero ones were so cool.
The Batman ones were like that growing up.
Yeah, those are sick. That's awesome. I can't wait for mine. I have a Drago figure and I have a Rocky IV figure, so maybe I'll have to put it with them.
There you go.
I don't know what I'm going to start collecting, but.
Those that don't understand, this was part of a Patreon thing where we discussed
Christmas
movies that weren't necessarily about Christmas, but took place during Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas movies that aren't Christmas movies is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a big thing that's always up for debate, you know, with, you know, say Die Hard or. You know, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween or Christmas movie? Or, you know, those are like two of the big ones where people like will go at each other's throats.
Right.
Well, Joe Sullivan about ended the Major World Order podcast on a Patreon.
That was
exclusive.
Your question.
That was my question.
That was. I remember that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
That would all make sense.
Because he said that he liked to watch Rocky. During Christmas time, and Husvar went gave this
before
face,
the
and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, that was until I was educated, so I was ignorant, and now, you know, knowing's half the battle.
That's true.
And Joe knew, so he won at least half of the battle.
honest with you guys, like, I just kind of play devil's advocate on everything. I don't care if it's a Christmas. I just like to play the opposite side to get people irritated with everything we do.
Yeah. Clearly, we can tell by the gifts that you send here.
was up scrolling eBay one night, and they just popped up there, and I was like,
"Oh, you didn't have those? You actually bought them for us?"
Oh no, I paid $1 a piece for them. I was like, "That's best $3 I've ever spent." Yeah.
I tell you what, it paid off. That was probably honestly one of my favorite pop culture episodes we've done, just because of them two going at it. I was just, and like Billy was legit getting pissed. He was like, and then at the end of it, he's like, "No, I wasn't that mad." But no, it's like, sorry. You can tell Dave listened to it. He was fucking pissed.
Well, and usually
the heat episode. Over here.
Yeah,
usually it's me watching those two.
Yeah, go at it.
Go at it.
Yeah, I was sitting back and I was just like, "Oh!" And then I'm like looking at him. I see Billy's face, and when he takes his hair and tucks it behind his ears, and he's like, "All right, dude." Blah blah blah. He starts to get off.
Billy's hair behind the ears, just like Lawler popping the strap. Is it
right? Exactly. That. Yeah, Billy tucking his hair behind his ears, man. Yeah,
but now we have an enemy of my enemy is my friend situation over here. So. I mean, the common enemy is me between the two. So.
Look at Billy. He's going to die tonight.
Understand the ones that watch this for $1 a month will understand that I am to the point that if I have a coughing fit too much, like I'm going to throw up.
Yes.
Ew.
Dude, it is my goal tonight to make you heave.
No. If you throw up,
I'm going to make you look like Apollo Creed in Rocky IV. You're gonna be Jesus. Fucking dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Too soon. Too soon. Laugh, too soon. All, he said too soon. Too soon. Oh, wait, Apollo Creed in real life didn't die, did he, or something?
No, he's in Man.
He's like, oh no.
If Billy does throw up on screen, I will go ew when it happens.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Anyway.
I was up, but Joe, thank you very much for that, man. Honestly, it's really cool. Like I love this. You know what? I have got some other gifts from some other major marks, like nothing like this specifically like this, but I've got some MWO stuff. So maybe I'll make a little shadow box or something. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be neat.
You know, just kind of like a little thing. That's cool. That's awesome, man. Thank you so much. I love it.
Why don't you find a way to hang it up on that idea you had for that room? The pegboard or whatever.
No, that's for people who visit my house. Ivan Drago is not going to visit my house.
Mm-mm. I mean,
he might. I mean,
not with that attitude, he won't.
Yeah.
Dolph, sir, you're not welcome here with your cocky attitude.
Your perfect body. Man. But, awesome. Sorry.
I got to show my wife. Look at.
Lungs are on fire right now.
Let me show my wife. Let me show
her. She's taking pictures off the wall.
Oh well, yeah.
She's working while I'm working.
That's right. You know, your working pays the bills, though.
True that.
Yeah. Not really. Anyway, Joe, thanks again for being willing to come on and hang out with us, and like I said, you've become a fun, a friend and supporter of the show and got to hang out, a little bit. I know that you had family stuff going on, so you weren't able to stick around as long as you would have liked. Tell us about your first experience with a live show, hanging out and meeting other major marks and all of that.
Yeah. So it was basically everything I thought and then better. It was like, I couldn't even imagine it would be that awesome. And even I was really hanging out with anybody because it was the first time I'd ever been. I was just hanging in the back because I'm one of those guys at first. I want to just hang back and like survey the scene. And then as soon as everything started happening, I was like, oh, God, this is not 10 minutes in. This is not my last live show. Like, I already knew it. I already knew it. And then every announcement, everything, I was popping like I was listening to the show in my office. It was great. Mm.
Once you go to one, you're addicted.
I instantly got back to the hotel, started looking up Philly, and I was like,
nice.
I don't know if I could swing it, but if I can, I'm doing
Yeah. I mean, and that's like, essentially, you're in Texas, it's
right.
The exact opposite, right. It's, about as far, and obviously not exactly, but about as far away as you can go, where Florida's just kind of over a little bit, Philly's like way up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of one of those things. Like, I'm very much a family person. So the instant thing, I was like, you know, I asked the wife, I was like, well, maybe we can go to Universal. We love Giordano's down in Orlando. It's a pizza place. Mm-hmm. So we go there, and she's like,
I've gotten that from the freezer section before.
Yeah, she's like, we can go for the pizza in Universal. You can do your thing, and I can take a nap. So anytime I get a chance to kind of squeeze something in, I do it.
Yeah. The Giordano's, right?
No. Giordano's. It's like a deep dish. It's like a deep dish Chicago style pizza.
Is this motherfucker serious?
I'm laughing at Jake because Jake's reaction made me laugh.
I didn't know the Giordano's had a standing restaurant.
He's like, oh, I like the Giordano's for the pizza or the freezer.
Did you
say
Giordano's?
Giordano's.
Giordano's.
Yeah. It's like it's a Chicago deep dish pizza place.
They probably have it in the frozen section.
They do. You can buy it frozen. So when he said it, I was like, oh, hell, maybe that's two.
That's probably what he's
like, I enjoy the. I heard they got new stuff. It's like $6.58 at Walmart. Mark was like, ooh.
You're going to get him to throw up here. And he said, here it comes.
Yeah, said, yeah, the Giordano is no good. It wasn't
delivery. He went to Florida.
It wasn't delivery.
Billy had a Harry Potter's a book situation.
Wow. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, now you know how I feel all the time.
Giordano's.
Giordano's. Oh,
anyway. Okay. Pretty good place then.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Billy, this illness is really taking over you.
Dude, my brain is fried.
You went to Universal, you said? I'm sorry. I'm totally off the track.
Yeah, so we went to Universal on Saturday, spent the whole day there, and then Sunday was kind of my day, and we just kind of lounged around.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
What did you, what's your favorite ride at Universal?
Man,
I know it's hard.
Was that your first time there or no? No, that was our second time. We took our kids when they were younger. And then we've never had, the whole time we've been together, we've never had just a me and her trip.
Oh, cool.
So that was kind of our thing. We're going to go do that, have our day at Universal, do all the rides that we want to do without the kids.
Right.
And that was it. And so I don't know, man, my favorite ride, they're so hard because there's so many. I really like the Simpsons ride. I know it used to be the Back to the Future, but just the way you're immersed into it is great.
So this is all new to me because the last time I was there was like the fifth grade. So it was still when it was Back to the Future, Terminator, like all those things. So is it essentially the same ride as Back to the Future, but just Simpsons theme, like same kind of thing? You're going through a screen or I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
So this is like you're riding a roller coaster and you're in Krusty Land and you're kind of going into riding a roller coaster and you go through and do all a roller coaster type.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome. I never rode the Back to the Future ride, but yeah, I'm assuming it's completely different. It's one of those. It's a simulator.
Basically.
Right. Like you're in, you know, a room that's got eight seats or something like that. And then like just a giant screen and then just the simulator you're in moves around.
And the temperature and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The water squirting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. sorry, mine in the gutter. I think my favorite there was either the Back to the Future or the Terminator 2, but I'm sad they're gone for sure. Did you do Disney at all?
We didn't do Disney. I've never done Disney. It's just growing up we didn't have a lot of money, so we didn't do any of those trips. So I try to do all that with my kids.
Yeah.
So now we're an adult and they're like, well, we're adults. Do we want to go to Disney?
I just did for the first time with my family back in October.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm with you. You know, I never did any of that stuff as a kid or, so we took the family to both Disney and Universal. So then this trip to Universal was my second time.
But on your kind of, but without the family on your, with friends. Essentially.
Yeah. Very cool.
Did you get to do the Velocicoaster?
I did not. So that the Saturday it was pouring all morning, man. So all those rides were shut down, which was a blessing in disguise because we got to do all the simulators because nobody was at the park. So we rolled through and did everything by 3:00 and we're like, do we really want to stand at a 2-hour line for the Velocicoaster coaster because it just opened? And we're like, nah, we're good. We'll hit it next. But I heard it's
dude, it was
you rode it, Billy?
Yeah.
It was
like
sick.
Just like a straight up roller coaster without like video stuff and all that, like just a true roller coaster is the craziest one I've ever been on.
Whoa.
I'm going to have to try.
Incredible.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go on it.
It was, it was amazing. So, cool. Yep, you ever get that opportunity, definitely, you know, worth checking out. If you're not like a huge roller coaster person, it's probably going to freak you out.
I like
I'm a decent roller coaster guy. We got Six Flags here in Texas.
Okay.
And we got one called the Iron Rattler in San Antonio. And it literally goes straight up, drops you straight down. So it's one of the worst things I've ever been, but it's awesome at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a, I have two Six Flags by me, Massachusetts and New Jersey. Would that be like the equivalent to the Superman? I know the Superman has the drop straight down too.
No, it's not really like the Superman. It's just like it's an old school wooden roller coaster and a hybrid metal roller coaster combined. So you get that shaking from the wood one, but you get that velocity from the metal one.
Oh,
so it's just cool. Yeah,
that's nice. Really scary but fun. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I remember there was a when I lived up in Ohio, there was a amusement park called Geauga Lake, and they had this wooden roller coaster called the Raging Wolf Bobs, and dude, it would just shake the shit out of you. But it was like, it was that thing where you're like, oh my god, it's about to, and it was like old, so you felt like,
Oh,
this thing's about to fall apart. Like it's, you know, but it was that fear and that just like unknowingness of like what the hell is going to come around the corner that it just made it so like that. That to this day is still my favorite all time roller coaster, and it was just a regular, you know, it's a box with a bar that came down.
Yeah,
totally unsafe, dude.
We have a couple amusement parks, you know, like a 2 to 3 hours away from us. One in Kansas City and one in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes,
and yeah, you know, we had one like. You were saying it was just like an old timey, like wooden roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple like those. One was called the Timber Wolf.
Okay.
And one was called the Outlaw or something.
Oh, Outlaw.
You know, so, you know, the wooden thing about it, like you think about it now, those coasters probably are just not that good.
No.
Compared
but like, as a kid, like,
of course,
I loved them. So.
Yeah, as an adult, I don't want to ride them because they hurt. They shake you bad.
Oh, dude.
So I just typed it in to look at it, and apparently the reason that park closed down is because of a derailment.
Oh!
On that ride. On that ride, no. Dude.
Yes, you won't be riding that anymore.
It was badass.
Wow.
But yeah,
that ride was great.
That was the logo, dude.
I died on it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But
Bob? What the fuck is a wolf, Bob?
I mean...
Is his name Wolf Bob? Why is he raging?
Don't ask that question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the that was it right there.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Sized. But
yeah.
Heck, who knew that this would start off as like a roller coaster theme park episode?
I need a Raging Wolf Bob shirt now, dude.
Sick. Do they make those?
I'll give you a Raging
Wolf. I'll make
it. Get anything made.
You can put one on MWO. Let's do that. Let's steal that logo. Oh no, it's right here. How much have one, bro?
Look at that.
How much is it? $32?
Yeah, 15% off.
Yeah, look. It's legit.
Better get it.
I got to buy it, dude.
2,000 reviews.
Wow.
I see a collection behind you.
Yes.
I see some. That. Is it mostly Bone Crunchers?
No, dude. There's some LJNs.
There's a mix drum. It's going to drive Jake wild because this is just thrown together on a wall.
No,
but,
dude. It looks
so But there's great. Organized chaos.
I see it, and I love it.
It looks clean.
So I had the Bone Crunchers on the two ends.
Well, first of all, let's talk. What shelves are you using?
There's some floating shelves off Amazon. I don't know. I just told my wife I need something. She said it has to match the floors, and this is what I ordered.
Perfect.
We're good. I don't argue with her.
Yep.
Nope.
the two outsides, we have the Bone Crunchers, which is my heyday fake fed days.
Okay.
The two middle ones, we have the Hasbros, and I'm starting the Maximum Sweats.
Okay.
And then the middle are all of my childhood original LJNs.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to rebuild those, but they're not cheap, as you guys know. So
no.
But I am also a cheap guy, so when I find them on deals, it's the only time I buy them.
That's okay.
Nothing wrong with that at all. No, nope. I love the symmetry of it and the way you have everything staggered, and it's very, very nice. I even like your organization. I mean, you know, because I'm a you know how I am, but I like that with the LJNs, like the old school, oldest in the middle, and you got the Hasbros on the sides, and then the Bone Crunchers. Like it works, dude.
Right. And it's like, and it's all organized by, we all, you know, when we're arranging these, we all rank them by our favorites, right? Even though you don't have to see.
Yeah.
So they've all got their Razors and Stone Colds in the front and your Godfathers and Christians and who's that? Oh, the new Blackjacks in the back.
So that looks good, man. I like it.
Yeah.
So it's just starting. So this is going to be this wall, and this wall is going to be my WCW AEW style here. Oh, so I'm working on it.
Nice.
Because I have a whole box full of bagged AEW figures.
Nice.
Waiting to put up.
So are you going to do like galoobs and things like that?
So I still have mom. So my mom's a hoarder, right? So she collects, she saved all of my childhood toys growing up.
That's awesome.
So I have all of my galoobs, all of my Hasbros, all of my LJNs, all of my Bunchers. And I'm going to mix in, and I'm weird. I know the guys like their minty figures. I like mine beat up, played with. Like, they got the story I want to go with.
No, that's cool. I love that.
I feel like those guys have a story. They need, I feel like it's Toy Story. Bring them into my world and, like,
yeah,
they're part of my collection.
I like that a lot.
Can't be like the guy fixing them up, you know. He just wanted to sell them. You got to keep them.
Yeah, no, they gotta be messed up.
Big Al, Boy Barn,
Big Al. That's right.
Well, it's funny because somebody in the group just the other day. I know I shouldn't be saying this, but
I know what you're saying.
I think it was Vinny Angel. Yeah, he had like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 Hasbros for sale for like $30.
Yeah,
and I was, and they, you know, they were beat up a little bit, but I was looking at them. But somebody had posted a picture like the day before of like the prototypes, and they're like they're gray. You know what I'm saying? They're like, so I was thinking, what if I just bought a bunch of Beaters Hasbros and I spray painted them gray like that? You know, it'd be cool. But then I started thinking about it the way I am. I'm going to have to get.
You would know.
No. Well, it's not that. I would have to get every single one. And then if I'm going to do, but then I'm going to get into the rare ones that are worth a lot of money. You know, and I'm like, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. I tapped out. It's right here. I was like, nope.
Spray painting a Billy Gun. And
right. Yeah, I didn't even get a Billy Gun.
You didn't even finish the collection. Now you have to start all over and finish it so you can paint them all gray.
MW10 prototypes. Joe, I'm doing a reorganization as well with my room, and I actually told Billy this, but I feel like, you know, the memes where it's like someone explaining something and then someone tells it to him back and then they show him again, they're dressed up like a clown because they were a clown for saying. So for my clown situation was, I have these details. So I had an AEW shelf from when the first series first came out. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm only going to get a couple. I'm going to be able to fit them in this one little cubby. I'm looking at it now and looking at what I have now. And I'm like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah. No,
so I love your setup. I love the way you have you're going to do one wall of AEW and then one wall of WCW. Like you were saying.
Right.
That's awesome. I love that.
So I'm going to get the original San Francisco Toy Makers rubber guys from WCW. Nice. And I've already got most of the Toy Biz guys, and I've only need like 2 more galoos, but I'm not going to go after the rare boys, man. If I didn't have them as a kid, I don't know if I want them like for that.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah. For the galoobs now, do you have like series 2?
I do not.
Okay. So you're just going to do series 1.
Yeah, I'm just going to do series 1. Like, see, I got my Ric Flair.
Nice.
So I got my Ric Flair and my Snipe. So I'm just going to stick with these guys. And,
those are still relatively affordable, too. I mean, they're, you know, they're like, that's a collection I could easily get back into if I wanted to. At this time, I'm not.
It's going to change like 8 times.
No, I don't know. But we'll see. But those are cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like living vicariously through you guys. I don't want to do this again. I really don't. I don't think you should. No, I don't think I should.
I think it's cool, the little things that you're doing and picking up on as you go along.
Yep.
Can't be guys.
No. Bless you.
Bless you.
Everybody said bless you.
Happy birthday.
Everybody said happy birthday. Said thank you.
Now, Joe, so you're collecting, you know, your childhood LJNs and Hasbros and such. Are you jumping into like the newer stuff, like Big Rubber Guys, the new WWE Mattel,
Bendy's,
the Hasbro style figures, retro. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't think of the word.
No, so I'm one of those guys, I'll start something and I want to go all in. And then I'll be like, I can't, I don't have the time or the money to do this. So then I'll get rid of them. I am all in on Big Rubber, guys. I've pre-ordered everything. Those are on my work wall.
Nice.
The retros, I started them. I had about 10, 15. I was like, I don't need them. I don't want current guys to blend in with the Hasbro.
Sure.
The only ones I have, even with the zombie sailors, I just have Matt and Brian. So I have one Matt and Brian of them in the Hasbros, and I have a Matt and Brian with the LJNs, and then the Matt and Brian with the Remcos that go with the Superstars. So that's my other collection. I just kind of squeezed them in there.
I love it. Do you collect anything else besides wrestling? Do you like do Ninja Turtles power, you know, any of the classics?
So once again, I made spreadsheets and all this stuff, and I was going to go all in and everything. And I was like, I'm just going to make one shelf of a variety of everything that I like growing up. Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Biker Mice from Mars, all the weird obscure stuff that nobody really liked. I'm gonna just put them in there. That we all liked and nobody else liked.
Yeah,
right.
My favorite figures or my favorite characters from the shows, and just make one shelf. I can't do everything.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because you're very organized like me. So I have also been toying with that idea, like of just having a random shelf, but like my head won't let me do it. You know what I mean? Because like my OCD, that completest to me and all that. So have you done that yet, or are you working on it?
I'm working on it. So I like to gather everything up, build it all together, and then play with my toys, as the wife says.
Sure.
Put them on the shelf. So I'm going to just gather everything up that I can and start rearranging. Plus, once I start rearranging, it all comes down and all goes back up. So the less time I have to do it, the better.
Yeah, I'm just afraid for me. Like, I don't think that I would be able to just throw them on the shelf and be like, oh, that's fine, they're done. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
A thing that I've seen some people do in the group, and I don't know if it's like, I don't think it's like their actual collection,
right,
so to speak. Like, it's from their collection, but like they'll show off, like they'll grab like four random figures and then take a picture to show off, like, hey, these are like four figures that meant something to me as a kid. And I thought that would be kind of neat. And for me and most of us, you know, it almost wouldn't work out, because like I have so much stuff in different sections everywhere. But I always thought, like, if I wanted to have, like, you know, like by my nightstand or something, it's just like it's four or five figures of all the like the main things I loved as a kid.
You loved.
So like I would have a Shawn Michaels figure. I would have a Michelangelo figure. I'd have a Billy the Blue Ranger figure. I'd have a Peter Venkman figure, and maybe like a Swamp Thing figure. And then that would be it. You know, just a very simple.
Your core four, essentially.
My core.
Yeah. Or five. You know, yeah.
Three, four, five. You know, too much would become, now it's just a clutter of things. But you know, would you do like your childhood stuff, you know, like an 89 Batman, a Ninja Turtle, a Hacksaw Jim Duggan Hasbro, or, you know, whatever, like just a few things just to
almost
encapsulate
like your super team.
Yes.
Basically. Like
you
pick the best of what you have.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was trying to find,
you might've got me with that, but how do I display that? Like, where do I put it? Because I think that's my problem.
Well, and see, that could be something like, it's like your desk at work, or
no,
you're like, no,
I already have all my Hot Wheels and my Vipers and all that.
Sure.
I'm not gonna get them all.
You know, or
I don't mean to make
computer
this about
stand
my collection.
Here. Your computer stand here, you know, and I mean, that yes, I know it's kind of, we've moved into talking about like, hey, these are things that we could do, but like it is kind of derivative of what Joe was talking about.
Right, right, right. No, I kind of like that idea. And maybe I could do it on my desk, like that way, because it'll be, you know, while I'm recording with you, because that's the main time I'm really going to be looking at this stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Maybe I could just build like a little shelf.
And it's just like a nice little piece of like inspiration.
Right. I love
it. You look at it, it's a happy place. It's inspiring. It's
Hacksaw's coming home, baby.
Got him. God.
I love it. Thanks, Joe and Billy and Husfar.
That's what we do.
But I think that's pretty cool,
89 Batman,
you know, that you're talking
Raphael
about.
From Teenage Mutant Turtles, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and one more. I need one more. What else do I like? Oh, I gotta get. Oh, I gotta get.
Spider Man,
Green Ranger,
Green Ranger,
Tommy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know about like, Iron Man until Robert Downey.
I didn't Jr. say Iron Man.
What'd you say?
I said Spider Man.
Shut up, idiot.
What? But Joe, you're talking maybe not so much that, but like right. just having a miscellaneous shelf.
Yeah, just a miscellaneous shelf, and I'll come up with some way to organize it. I know myself, yeah. but once I get them all, maybe by height or size or shows mm-hmm. when they were
ooh,
out,
yeah,
something
you can,
like that.
Oh, ooh, yeah, that'd I like be cool.
that. Like yeah, the years I was in the channels.
Yeah, yeah.
I like where this is going now. I'm thinking like a nice white, plain white background, and they got these guys like short to tall.
And you can go color too.
What if they're all the same height?
Well, then they would be next to each other.
Yeah. I don't know. This is okay. This is, I think you guys figured out a way for me to have a miscellaneous shelf.
I'm not going to say anything.
I was really like, I've been telling you this for years.
I've been trying this.
No, I love it.
It's in the approach.
Yes.
As far as goes, hey, motherfucker, buy shit.
No, all that he says is he'll be like, oh, I don't know if I should buy this. And I'll be like, oh, well, you did this, right? And he'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, all right, then get it. And that's all I say. And everyone's like, he's a bully. He's a bully, mate. He bullies. And I just nicely say, oh, why don't you just buy it? It's not my fault you pulled out the credit card and swiped it.
Yeah. Okay. Enough about me. So I see you got the Major Bendy's beanie on there.
Mm-hmm. I also
see a nice little FWF hat in the back there.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
like, how did you see that?
Oh yeah, I am the Major Mad Hatter. I pay attention to
this. Is that
things.
One of like the dad hats?
No, it's no. the trucker, right?
It's yeah. the trucker, yeah.
Yeah, that's one okay. I have that I wear all the time. I love that.
There's
hat.
There's only
yeah, I love
one
that hat. It's great.
Dad hat. But yeah.
I love that.
So do you have any other hats or are those like the only two really?
So those are the only two Major Pod hats. I have okay. about 100 Astros hats in the closet.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. I mean, it's something that I say I'm done with, and then every time I go see a new hat, I grab it and it goes in the closet.
Yep.
I wear it for a few weeks, and then I always fry black. Go back to old reliable.
Hell yeah.
I always have the one or two hats that you always go back to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have a closet full of just Astros hats. It's crazy.
That's cool. No, I'm the same way. I have a bunch of Cleveland Indians hats, but now it's like, what am I going to do with it? I live in Florida now, and you know, Indians are no more, and now these hats are becoming
wrong sport. We're talking about other baseball, sport, jackass.
Dude. I know.
Do you even know the other two teams?
Yeah, so. Seattle Mariners, you fucking prick.
What? In Florida?
Yeah, you know, Seattle.
Right. Seattle,
Seattle Mariners, you Seattle, know, Florida. In Florida, you know.
Wow.
Literally the exact Tampa Bay opposite. Double Rays.
Oh, it's just the Rays now.
Yeah, the Rays.
Oh, there's no Devils anymore?
No. And then what's the other one?
It's too religious.
Florida Marlins.
Miami. But good no,
Miami Marlins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it used to be Florida right. Marlins. Actually, Dave Fleming, the pitcher for the Florida mm-hmm. Marlins, he was my substitute math teacher in middle school.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh. Nice.
So you're a grew up in Texas then?
Grew up in Texas. Growing up, we were, you know, every two or three years we'd move. My parents were just all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I grew up and lived in Maryland for a little bit, lived in for oh. D.C. for a little bit. But for oh. the most part, for 99% of my life, it's been here in Houston.
Cool.
Okay.
The Houston area.
So is it just baseball or do you follow other Texas sport teams or
I used to love football, then it's been baseball since I was 10. And it's okay. just that's what I'm stuck with. That's the whole offseason, that's what I'm obsessed with. It's baseball and wrestling. That's it.
Man. That's awesome, man. I love it.
Yeah. And you said you're from Houston, so there's the Astros.
Yeah. We were bad for a long time, then we cheated a little bit and then we're good.
You know what? I'm not even gonna fault you for that. You know, I mean you got a championship out of it, and that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Hey man, I can tell everybody, nothing's going to replace that. The way I felt when they won, no matter what was going
right.
on.
Right? Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, and that just shows, in a sense, like how bad somebody wants to win. And you know what? I mean, God bless them. You know what I mean? I can't fault him for it. I mean, if I would have been in that position and I was the guy making the decision, like, hey, you know, we can do a little
couple hand signals here and
little
there,
something, a little you know, we'll do what we so, can to make the.
Maybe I'm not sure of what happened. Was there a little cheating going on or something?
It's not alleged. It's legit. They were stealing signs from the cameras in the outfield and banging a trash can to give it to the hitters on what was coming. And so there's literal videos of you here boom boom for slider and here comes a slider.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was insane. And it broke like 2 years after they won. We still haven't lived it down.
Right. Oh, I know. every time I was here, you know, Houston's playing, it's like, oh, fucking cheaters. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, dude. Like,
jeez. Is what it is?
Yeah. Half those guys ain't even on the team anymore.
Hey, Tom,
you know?
Tom right. Brady deflated a couple of footballs. So, you know.
Exactly. Hey, man, just like Eddie Guerrero once said, lie, cheat, steal. You got to do whatever you got to do to win, you know?
Hey, oh, yeah, the champion.
The memes were awesome. That was one of them. The other one was like Astros pre-scandal, Astros post-scandal, and it was red and yellow Hogan and NWO Hogan. it was my favorite one ever.
That's great. Oh, yeah. That's real funny.
No, it's awesome. I like it.
So what was your introduction into Matt and Brian? Have you been a fan of theirs for a while, or is that a newer thing?
It's not real newer. I was never a huge Brian fan just because Matt was Zach, right? He was all over the place. So it was that 2010, 2011, that picture with him and Punk and all that, and we're up with all the titles. That's when we were all my friends, full broski, the text and everything, to the point where I was Joski and we were doing all that. To this day, it's followed me from job to job to job where I still get called Joski, and these people don't even know why now. So, that's kind of where it started. And then I've just followed his career ever since. And then, you know, Brian, they're linked together. So that's just how it kind of happened there.
Yeah. It's, you know, not uncommon. You know, we've talked about this several times with others. You know, unfortunately, you know, after like the whole Edgeheads thing and they got split up, you know, they tried a couple things with Brian and then they just didn't have him doing a whole lot, you know, not on television or, you know, whatever. And then they let him go and whatever. So, you know, pretty common, you know, that kind of thing happens, but, you know, obviously different now, right. You know, like you said, you know, they're so intertwined with each other and what about like growing up just as a wrestling fan?
Yeah, man. So as far as I can remember, I've been a wrestling fan since the day I was born. Like, I remember being 2 years old and in a hospital with my mom, and it was on the TV. My dad would always take me. We had the Coliseum here in Houston, and Paul Bosch ran the wrestling promotion over here. And so my dad, every Friday night, we'd go down there and we'd watch the wrestlings. And, you know, I was such a shy kid growing up. Till this day, he tells me stories. I'd take you to go see Lanny Poffo, and you would cry and run the other direction because that guy was too big. And so I was like, okay, Dad, I get it. I was two, and you're taking me to go see Lanny Poffo.
Right.
I have no idea who any of these guys are. So that's – and then from there, it's just – I was the only kid that watched it. Then the Attitude Era hit, and everybody watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the only kid that watched – adult kid that watched it. And then now it's back to what it is. It's just – it's been there from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Cool. No real breaks.
No real breaks, man. Even like when I got married, I still watched it. Not as hardcore.
Sure.
Still kept up on everything, but no, not really any breaks. It's weird.
No, that's cool, man. Most people take that break, even if it's just a couple years. So yeah, to hear that you just stuck on the whole time, you know, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There it is.
I don't want to get thrown up while I'm down here.
Sorry, that was pretty bad. That's
dude.
How if you funny would that spew, be? Spew in this.
He's got a puke.
He's got a puke.
What are you drinking there, bud? A little slurpee.
It's a Sonic. It's a Sonic drink. Oh, Sonic. It's just an iced tea.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, they got that good ice. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
They do. I have to go every day to make someone happy.
Aw.
Aw, it's always worth it.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
No, I should have. No, I should have.
I just saw that they have a new peanut butter burger.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, so yeah, you don't like the idea of that.
Mm. I don't mind it, but I'm not from there.
Yeah, not from there.
Sonic, I would try it.
Really underrated.
They are.
I don't know, man.
I like Sonic.
I had an issue one time. I'm not going to disclose it, but
thanks.
Just say I'm good, brother.
Nah,
I'm
good.
Don't do it. We don't need to get into all.
No. I'm not. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, you know, everybody's had a bad experience somewhere, and
it's true.
You know, and most of the time, it's whoever's operating the grill. You know, like it's not. Friendly. Oh yeah. Not really. The company itself. So. Is what it is, but I do want to bring something up for our Patreon members right now. If you've noticed, I saw this earlier and slipped my mind, and now it just reminded me again. Husvar has some very romantic mood lighting going on here.
You want romantic? Hold on, I'll put on romantic.
I mean, it's like a little.
Yeah, you got to play that music purple. Too. Where is it? Where's the love?
Billy, hit him with
there
that.
There it is. Romance. There it is. Romance. There you go.
Ooh. Wow.
What the fuck is happening? This is...
Welcome to Huss Love 109.6. The Huss.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. I like it.
Billy just pulled up like the porno soundtrack and
dude, right. Keep it going. That's far. Just ask
Debbie
some questions.
Debbie Dallas. Okay.
Just ask some questions.
Yeah, ask Joe some questions.
Tell us some
Joe.
Some
rope. How is your love life? Are you married, Joe?
I've been married for 2 years. Single? What do you think it's like?
Pleasant.
It's okay. It's all right.
How's your love life?
Yeah, I'm turning off this stupid light. It's hurting my eyes.
It's great. I love it. So, dude, I gotta up my game, dude. When with the new studio, recording studio.
Recessed lights, light bulbs that you can get, and they just screw into your normal like light bulb on your ceiling, and it has like these springs, and it goes in, and then you can control everything on an app on your phone, so you could do like. You know, romantic time. You know,
so I have recessed lighting in my house, but
yeah.
So I just need to get those bulbs.
You just get the bulb, and
you can do a regular light in there too, right?
Yeah, it has like daylight. Okay. It has awesome. Like a you know.
Send me the link for that. I need it, okay. And I want
one more
of those.
For $10.
Oh, cool. I was gonna say.
You know, Joe, like you're working on your display. You got your back wall. Mm-hmm. You're going to be working on the side walls here pretty soon. After a while, it turns into the lighting situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your future lighting situation plan going to be here?
Yeah, I need some ideas.
He's like I wasn't going to put either, that kind of thought.
Either halogen or LED, brother.
I'm just happy I have a space right now.
Right, for sure. What's in the drawers back there?
Oh, yeah.
That's just there's
No, don't.
Okay.
What?
There's some turtles and the bike. That's where I keep the extra stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, that was just an extra one. That's just it makes it look a lot cleaner if nobody can
see. That's cool.
That's true.
That's a good idea. I thought it was gonna be like socks and underwear or something.
No.
When you start getting your WCW figures put up, you'll have to put this soundtrack on.
Hey, watch. What is this?
This sounds so familiar.
Thunder in Paradise?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, no.
I love Thunder in Paradise.
Dude, why have they not made a fucking...
A DVD set?
No,
also an elite Thunder in Paradise.
They probably can't. There's a
hurricane going. Oh, man. Sorry.
No.
with a Giant Gonzalez, that's what they need. Oh, dude,
he was.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he was.
He was.
We actually we had a we did a pop culture episode where
we did a watch along.
Oh my god,
that was I don't know maybe like our third or fourth one. Maybe?
Yeah, it was early,
pretty
it
early.
Second one,
I think we
very
watched
early, very early.
The first and. second episode, or maybe it's a two-parter of the first.
It was
first,
like
I don't
a two-parter or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was fun. That was fun watch for the Patreon.
We've done a lot of Hulk Hogan watch-along stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the Santa with muscles. Have you ever seen Santa with muscles, Joe?
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Oh, it's horrible. Dude. So
the
bad.
Rocks underneath the church?
Yeah. Like, Hulk Hogan is my favorite. He was my guy growing up, and man, that's bad.
That movie was... Oof.
And I can stomach a lot of real bad movies, but that was
bad. And I've seen Troll 2.
It's Jim Ross would say it's tougher than a $2 steak. I mean, it was very.
That's a 50-cent steak, pal.
Yeah, that thing was bad, dude. Very, very bad.
What kind of movies are you into, Joe?
I'm into a little bit of everything. I love a good comedy. I love a good action, a little thriller, and I'll get into the horror too. With that, like my brother's the big horror guy, so he's all into all the horror stuff. So, and I've been into all the comedy stuff. So combined, we have our tastes in everything. Growing up, we didn't have cable or anything, so we relied on the cheap VHSs and the cheap DVDs and all that. So that's all we grew up on, was watching all these old movies.
Nice.
So he's the horror guy. I'm the comedy action guy. That's kind of where we're at.
Favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I can't pick a favorite movie of all time.
What's your favorite horror movie, and what's your favorite action movie?
Or, well, you know, we can rattle off a couple.
Give me a couple.
Do we count The Devil's Rejects as a horror movie?
Yes.
It's my favorite.
I think that's just the end scene alone made that probably my favorite movie.
Yeah.
There is. With the
Us Mark. Hated it.
I didn't hate it. I think I was very overhyped.
Well, that's your fault.
Not on you. I'm not saying it anyway.
So that's probably my favorite horror movie. That whole series of movies from Zombie that made, that's just great for me.
Yeah.
And then for action, I'm just going to say No Holds Barred, guys.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh, good one.
I like No Holds Barred.
I'm just going to say No Holds Barred. If we got to pick favorite movie just for nostalgic reasons, I'll pick.
Hell yeah.
I wore that.
You got the set?
Nope, I don't have it because it's against the rules.
Ooh.
I'm not into the elites. I'm not in the ultimates, and I don't want to go down the path.
But it represents your favorite movie.
I understand, and that's the dilemma. But...
What if you just had? What if you just had? Like, hold on.
They call me the bully.
The actual VHS.
I have.
With the box and the figures, and that's it.
He said it breaks his rules.
No, but this is like you could have a movie.
But then he's going to have to do that for all of his other favorite movies.
If they make something for it, it's just the same thing like me with my.
They have Devil's Rejects figures. They're worth like $900. Okay,
perfect example. They're coming out with that Macho Man Major Bendy, right?
Sick. Yeah,
I love it.
It's already out,
but
or it's being shipped soon.
Hang on. I can't help it.
Oh, what?
Sorry, nothing. Never mind. You guys,
there he goes.
So, what was I talking about? Yeah.
The No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. So if you had a movie collection, you know, you got, you know, Zeus and Hogan, but you have to have the Blu-ray, like, or I'm sorry, the Blu-ray,
the VHS. Yeah, he already does.
So well, yeah, VHS, but I'm saying like on display though, with it, like you have one of those floating shelves, and boom, that's your display right there. Then you could even do like if you love Ninja Turtles, you have the original Ninja Turtles. Dude.
I know myself. It's in my safe history. If I can get it for the right deal, I'll at least buy it and we'll sit and see what happens.
What's the right deal? Because I might be able to contribute a little bit.
Oh my god!
Listen, you started something with Dolph here, okay? the real Dolph Lundgren, and you know, maybe I might have to contribute to this somehow. No Holds Barred, Mattel.
Oh, dude, man.
$100. There's one for 77. What's the limit?
I like how I was talking to Jake about his collection. He's like, I can't handle it. And Joe's like telling you the same thing.
Get you a nice big Terry custom for $195, brother.
It's actually pretty awesome.
It is, but this guy wants $195.
I'm out.
Or best offer? How best about offer. No thanks, dude.
No, unless Dave Wheeler's make it, I'm not spending
that. Right? Yikers.
Acres. Yep. He's like, I don't like the movie that much, guys.
He said it was his favorite movie.
I was just saying.
You could go with the Jack set for 69.
Oh, my God. Jake, Gav, you're a bully.
Yes, I am.
I feel so good to get to say that.
It's finally nice to be on the other side of the fence.
I think you've got a great setup and,
yeah,
and
ideas. I love it.
For, give it to me
for future plans, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yes.
It's, you know, just going over, you know, everything we've talked about. You know, the live show. I know Philadelphia may not be in the cards.
Yeah.
Now you said you lived in Maryland.
Oh, when I was younger, yes, we lived right on the Chesapeake Bay, and then right outside of DC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think there might be a Baltimore in the cards this year.
I mean, I've already brought that up, and that could be a thing. I do have like 30 minutes from there, so.
Oh man,
could be a special trip.
There you go.
I've already thought about it, so if that happens, I think I might be down for that. Plus, a little more time in between.
Mm.
Let me ask you this real quick. Sorry, Billy.
No, you're fine.
Dream live show guest. Just one. You could pick one.
Ooh.
That makes sense. That would make sense.
Yeah. I like it.
I know it's hard because there's been so many live shows.
Right.
I mean, it could be a repeat, I guess. But.
I mean, I feel like it would have been. I know we were all joking about it, but like in Orlando, it would have been Hogan. If that could somehow pull that off.
That would be
pretty good. That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And they would definitely have to do something like they did with Jeff Jarrett, like they had the guitar, you know?
Right.
Like they
just
like a major bandana, Hogan bandana or something like that. Something cool, you know, something awesome.
Major mania, brother.
Yeah, major mania. Yeah. I just wanted that.
Yeah. I'd love to see X-Pac at a major X-Pac show. I think he'd be fun. I think he'd have a good time with the audience. I think he's obtainable.
Yeah, definitely. Trying to think. What about you, Husfar? Who would you pick?
Maybe someone like Ultimo Dragon. You know, Matt has that match coming up with him. You know, like someone that. Like a legend like that who, you know, I know like Brian brought in like Shane, you know, Shane Douglas and D'Lo, like, you know, guys he liked in ECW and stuff, you know, maybe something like that, or like Sting would be kind of cool. I met him before, but, you know, for the others,
it's a little
know,
who have it's a it. Little bigger.
Yeah,
a little,
you're reaching there, but
yeah, no, I mean, I think it's possible.
Oh, anything's possible.
Cause for sure.
Damn.
I know it's hard.
It's tough because, I mean, but
I'd even like to see, like, for tag teams, let's do maybe an FTR. Then we get a little scratch from that'd Matt be fun. And Brian.
Yeah.
Like yeah. That. Oh.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Let's see what we can lead there.
That's cool.
I kind of want to be obscure. And this, I believe, is very, very doable. I don't know what you guys feel about this, but what about Marty Jannetty?
I would love that. But
I ain't even trying to make a joke here.
Yeah.
But I think that dude is legit off his rocker.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, you know, hell
of a show.
I'm not going to disclose exactly what happened or who. I'm not even going to say who it was.
Yeah.
But I had to help with someone recently at a live show, and it's not fun. It's not. It's tough to see some of your childhood heroes in incapacitated
a different light.
I mean, realistically, we're all human beings at the end of the day, and you know, some of us have been gifted an amazing career or whatever, and you know, you see somebody in a certain light for a long period of time, so that's, you just have this high pedestal, but when you see them kind of down and out and you literally have to like take care of them, it's very like, you know, man, it's rough. So I would hate to. I think maybe me personally, I would rather see Marty in my head the way I remember him. I hate to say that, but that aside, if he got cleaned up and you know whatever 10 years ago, Marty Jannetty, whatever, you know, maybe that that'd be kind of cool. But I think it would be interesting. for sure.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, but I think he would tear the house down afterwards. Yes.
It would just everything would have to just be perfectly lined up for you know those stars, yes, so to speak.
He would have to be like first guest on and then back to the room, bud. Yeah. But anyway, I think you know it'd be he'd probably have some cool stories, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, MK Ultra. You what?
MK Ultra. Masha Slamovich and Killer Kelly.
Oh.
Which is a very doable Impact.
Yeah.
Both awesome. Ooh. Masha's
what
awesome.
What about Jordynne Grace?
She'd be good.
I think that'd be a great one.
Yeah. Any of the Impact people. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, I would love to meet Eric Young. I think I know he's bound for other places now, but I don't know where. But
I'm still waiting for the Masterpiece.
It was close.
Yeah, I remember
Los Angeles. You know, but
yeah, I remember you were kind of hinting at it a little bit towards me, and I was like, if this is legit, I might consider coming out there.
Yeah.
But anywho. So Joe, you seriously consider going to Philly, correct?
Seriously considered it. I just don't know if I could pull it off being so close to the last one and then
sure.
Just a few short months later.
Yeah. So if you were able to go, unless what day is it on again, Philly?
Thursday.
April 4th. Oof.
Yeah, so I was debating just flying Thursday, do the show, fly out Friday, not even.
But if Baltimore happens.
If Baltimore happens, that's legitimately an option.
So
even if somewhere is down the road a Chicago date happens, I think I can convince that to go over too.
Now Chicago I could probably do because I have family still in Cleveland.
I can drive to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah I and could it, if I wanted, yeah.
5 hour drive. Ooh, actually that's far. You could just pick me up on the way.
I mean, it's going to be like a
detour.
12-hour drive, there, but.
I'll help you with five of it, dude. You can just.
Let's just fly.
You don't want to do. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do a road trip together.
Not right. Only you two.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It would be great. What?
We'd stop at the trucker station and this guy would take a shower and break the whole place.
I wouldn't. Anyway. Why would I take a shower at a truck stop? I took a shower in the morning.
You've done some wilder things, man.
No, I haven't. Like what?
We don't have time
Joe,
for all
would
that.
You go? Would you go on a road trip with Husfar?
I don't do road trips anymore, man. I'm over it. Like we used to go to Kentucky for a big rock festival every year, and I'm like,
oh, okay,
it's just louder than life. It's a huge thing in Louisville, and like so, my brother and I used to drive every year, and I'm like, let's just fly. That's 16 hours in a car. I just can't do it anymore.
Oh, that's too much.
Like, it's tough.
It's like if I can get there two and a half hours, I'm not
right.
Gonna drive 12, 16 yeah. hours.
Five to 6 hours, I think, is like my max. Like I just recently did a. When I drove up to West Virginia last year, it was like 15 hours or something. And it was like, dude, on the way back, I didn't even stop. Like normally I stop and get a hotel and all that. And I was like, nope, I went straight through and just cooked it the whole time.
I hate stopping. I want to keep going.
I know.
You said like 5 hours is normal. Like for Texas, 5 hours isn't anything. You can be driving. You're only in Dallas.
Right.
So it's like
yeah,
5 hours is fine. I can do that. But anything over 10.
Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah.
10 was fun.
Oh, man.
I do 8 to Toyohio usually, and then I did, 10 to like Cleveland? Mm-hmm. Was it Cleveland the last time? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, but so if for some reason you ended up going to Philly, would you try to hit Mania as well?
No, I'd probably just do the live show and do the do a couple indie shows. So when I went to Mania in Dallas a few years back.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So we had the core. Everybody has their core friends that they watch wrestling with and talk to, right? Yep. So we got our core three. We went to, including Mania and all the GCW and independent shows, we went to 13 shows in 3 days.
Nice.
Mania weekend, including and WrestleCon.
Dude, it's the best, isn't it?
The best.
It is amazing. It was
me and Billy probably crossed paths with you.
It's possible, and like that was before I was even into the pod, and I knew it was a thing. Mm-hmm. But I know myself; if I get into something, I'm going to get addicted. And now look at me. I mean, I'm sure we crossed paths that weekend somewhere at some point.
Yeah, because a lot of the ones you were mentioning, I'm like, me and Billy were there. Fuck yeah, that's awesome. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to start looking at like tickets for the indie shows for this one. I'm sure most of them are sold out at this point, but we'll see.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe not.
The indie shows are my favorite, man. So that's what we do here. Yeah. Even when the big ones come to town, we'll go to our local guys and we'll see these guys growing up. And now you're seeing Brian Keith all over AEW now. And I've been following that guy for 15 years here. Mm-hmm. And I just love when that happens. You know, I feel great for him. And it's just like, yeah, I knew him before he was cool. You know, it's like I'm that guy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let me, Billy. What do you remember the promotion that we went to in Dallas with JPE? Do you remember what it was called?
It's called
I was just trying to see if Joe goes
GCWA
GCWA
Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance.
Yep.
Is that the one that Matt was at?
Yeah.
I still follow those guys. They put on pretty good shows, man. They bring these guys in.
Yeah, they had a great card.
It's about 4 hours from here, but it's that was a good card.
The Wolf 666 guy.
Those guys. Damien from WCW.
Yes.
It's like his kids or whatever. I think they're in NWA now.
NWA, they were the tag champs at one point, right?
So
that weekend, so I'm a PowerPoint guy and I like to create my own magazine cover. So that weekend we were hitting all those shows and I was getting them signed. And so it means nothing to anybody else, but to me it means the world.
I love it.
And so like I'll find one here and then I'll show you.
That's awesome. Right?
Hold on, because I'm rearranging stuff on the floor. So this is one I made of Effie.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and you know, his theme song is Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
Yeah.
Right? So I put the Yellow Brick Road. And
that's sick.
And I love that.
I love Effie, man. Effie would be, I don't know if he's ever been to a live show.
He was in Los Angeles.
So yes. Effie, anytime I see Effie, I like.
He's the best.
He's awesome, man. He's just a great guy.
Very cool.
And so he loved it. And these guys, they loved it because you never see anything like it. And it's just, I'm not going to sell it. It's just going to go up in my room and that's it.
And it looks badass. I mean, the design is cool, dude.
I've got looks great.
Spend way too much time on this stuff.
That's okay. I love it because you're, you know, being artistic and
it's different.
Creative and, you know, doing these outlets and these things that are like, you know, you enjoy and you love. So why not embrace it, you know, and just have fun. It's great.
Like when I hit you, like, you know, you play music. So when it hits you and you got to get down and you got to do it. Just like when I made the candles of you guys, remember? So it's like.
I do remember.
Oh my God. Yes.
Dude. That was early. That was early.
I forgot all about that.
That was early.
Oh my God, bro.
That was just one of those things like, I have to do this because.
It's the strangest stuff.
Hold on. Dude, I remember this.
Yeah.
All right. Do you still have that picture?
I do.
You need to send it to us. We have to make
do I still have like it?
Full disclosure. We are getting ready to revamp our Pro Wrestling Tees store very soon. I think we need a MWO candles shirt. Come on, Billy.
I'm not against it.
I mean,
it's just it's the craziest stuff.
Why
it
not?
It just makes me laugh. That's all.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious, dude.
I know I still have the pictures somewhere because
I have it somewhere. Yeah.
Dude, they were so good, too. Like, I think Husfars was the best.
Husfars was the best because they had, like, the hair flowing.
Yes,
over.
Yes.
Did you send in our chat, that. Billy?
Oh, God.
But it would have been months.
This is long.
We send each other so much garbage daily. Dude, there's no way that
it's just you're going to
find that.
It's going to take you. Jake's cars.
I'll find it.
He'll send it.
I sent my cars in there.
Oh, dude, there's a disgusting picture Billy sent.
Don't.
I'm not. I can't. I can't share it. We'll get canceled. I'm just kidding.
Who's going to cancel us? Ourselves?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. We'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cannot believe.
Dude, that kind of blew my mind there for a second. Dude, Joe's OG MWO.
He is.
Where's that? Oh, there it is. Billy's is actually pretty good too.
Yep.
Yes.
It's
I'll
bright.
Send it. I'll send it.
I love that. Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
I'm trying to even remember where the heck that even like came from. Someone.
Yeah.
Someone had to have just brought it up on the show.
I think they said like, "Oh, you need a," or no, wasn't somebody shopping like overseas or something? And there was like a Hulk Hogan candle or something.
I don't remember. But I remember that Joe made these
yes
in these candle Jesus poses.
And Joe, I got a bone to pick with you.
What now?
So we're in Orlando. We just had a conversation recently, and you didn't introduce yourself, man.
Like I said, I'm kind of in the back. Everybody's got their own thing. Billy's working, so I know he's busy. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt anybody.
I didn't even talk to Billy.
Yeah,
and not okay. much.
Just when I got in trouble, that was about it.
There was a great and graceful hug.
Yes.
At the end of the night.
Yes, there was.
The three of us that there are angles of. But anyway, that sounded weirder than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. No. Who cares?
Yeah. Good, but who can't see I don't know. I got this great picture of shoes.
Yep.
It made me smile.
But no, yeah, Joe and I, you know, we had talked about this, you know, that he, you know, his wife's there. And
right.
Now I remember us talking beforehand and you were asking, hey, once the show's over, can she come hang out? And that's kind of what I was waiting for.
Right. So she was going to do that. And then we're like, we're only back to the DiGiorno's pizza where she wanted to do that. She wanted to hit that one more time, so I was like, you know, okay. We'll go there. We'll do it. We're only in Atlanta a few times. Next time, for sure, I'll get to hang out because I'll probably just...
Yeah.
I can't. Why does it sound like you farted out of your mouth, Billy?
I got the Hershey squirts, fellas.
I'm dying. I'm trying to contain coughs.
Cough syrup?
Oh, I'm going to be taking some tonight.
Maybe you should light one of your candles.
Well, yeah, light a candle.
That's a great idea, actually.
Hopefully poor it's Billy. Vapo rub.
It's a Vapo rub candle.
Candle.
Maybe you should get candle. Some peck rub. I'll help you feel a little better.
That sounds just dirty.
Well, hey, Joe, you got any more stories that you'd like to tell before we wrap this thing up?
Wrap it up.
I think we're good with the peck rub. I don't know if I could top that.
Oh, gosh.
You're welcome.
Well, Joe, it was good to get to know you some more.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Thank you for joining us, man. Come to more live shows so I can see your face.
I will, man. It's like one of those things. I wasn't a day one member, and I resisted it for so long because I know myself that once I get all in, I'd go all in. And then,
oh, yeah.
Look, you know,
all in and now.
Life's too short, man. Sometimes you just gotta do it.
Yeah, you know, it's like have fun, but also like,
Know your boundaries.
No. I mean, your personal boundaries, though. Yes. You know, you got to know what is, you know, what works for you and what doesn't. And you know, you don't want to, you know, start going to every single live show if it's like not in your cards, you know. Do what makes sense for you. And
Forever and ever.
I mean, it'd be great if it was all of them, but I get
it. It'd be great if it was all of them, but
I know.
Two kids in college and
two kids in college. Jeez,
two kids in college, man.
Joe, how old are you?
I turned 40 this year.
No way.
I have a 22-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Damn.
Never thought.
Yeah. Well, they're my stepkids, but they're mine.
Hey, that's so okay.
They've been in my life. I turned 40 in November, last November.
Okay, wow. So I'm actually older than you. Damn, that's crazy. You got some kids, like grown up kids. No,
yeah,
I'm just old.
He's like, I just got a cat.
You got a cat.
I just have a cat here.
JJ. But no, that's cool, man.
Hell yeah.
That's a whole nother, aspect of life, but very commendable.
You might have the oldest kids of people we've interviewed on MWO.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think.
That's...
You know what I mean?
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, and that's kind of what started all this is they both graduated, and we were big FFA like parents. Like, we raised the animals, we did the pigs. That was where all our time went. So when they both graduated, I had all this free time, and the collecting started again.
I like it.
I guess I don't. What's FFA?
Future Farmers of America.
Oh, okay. I know what that is. I guess I just never heard it broken down.
Yeah, come on, Billy. You're from Iowa, Nebraska.
Right.
Over in that area in the old Midwest.
Yes.
Where there's the mad cow disease going on that you have right now. That's why you're so sick.
That's what I have. Man, no, I live in like a regular ass city.
Regular ass city. We had chickens. We had alligators.
Alligators in the Midwest?
You're the one with gators, you saw me.
Yeah, there's a gator in your backyard right now.
He looks, dude.
I'm not even. So legit. There's a lake right, like literally right here. And when we first moved in here, like 2 years ago, we're at the pool, we're hanging out and everything. And then I get up and I'm just like, watching the sunset and looking over the lake. Man, it's so beautiful. You know, this is awesome. We made a great decision. Blah blah. And I seen something just like kind of floating around, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And then it just, it was just like a little thing. And then all of a sudden you just see, like the whole body came, dude, it was a 12-foot gator, dude. Like, I was like, oh shit. And it was like, it came up on the fence and like, yeah, it was like, and then they started posting signs like, be careful, there's a live gator here. I'm like, oh shit, dude. So yeah, it was, there was actually two of them and they got both of them, but there's a thing that comes through and they're like, I guess they still come in. I don't know. I don't go over there anymore, but.
Oh yeah, you got scared.
Hmm?
Got scared.
Just, nah, I didn't get scared. I just got.
You were scared.
I got.
Not scared.
No, I live here now. It's not fun anymore.
Why were you scared?
Because
12-foot gator tried to.
Well, because.
Bit his damn hand off.
Now you just. Yeah, I didn't want to miss an MWO episode, so I have to protect myself.
Yeah, you know, Apollo Creed could not take on a.
I'm not Apollo, dude.
The gator.
Yeah, you're fucking. You're the other Apollo. What's his name?
Chubbs.
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 You're Chubbs.
Yeah. Yo, man, Carl Weathers. Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you again for coming and hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, good time.
Thank you, Joe.
Of course.
And Husvar, go ahead and take us out, please.
Play my music.
I got Galoom, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew. I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
Claim all the figs, claim all the merch, like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen with Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch, I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
I'm just a major mark,
major mark.
I'm not a toy boy,
toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks, claim all that merchandise.